The Gemara in Megillah Chavav Mebeis draws a distinction between Tashmishei Mitzvah, which may be discarded, Nizrakin, and Tashmishei Kedusha, which are Nignazin. They're allowed to be, they have to be buried. And the examples of Tashmishei Mitzvah you have in front of you in the first of the Mekoros is Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis. That's for Tashmishei Mitzvah. The examples of Tashmishei Kedusha are bags for Svarim, Tfilin, Mezuzos, Sefer Torah, case, and tefillin straps. So these are objects which contain the Shem Hashem. But if you look at the list, as I just mentioned the list, and I know there are people who like lists and take notes when there are lists, so there's one item that seems out of place. Look at the list in front of you, and here comes the question. Why are Ritzuos of tefillin considered Tashmishei Kedusha? Why is it that when you look at the list, there's one thing that seems out of place? Why are Ritzuos of tefillin, why are tefillin straps considered to be Tashmishei Kedusha? In order to answer this, I want to push the question back a little bit. Really, you should push the question back a little bit. Why are Ritzuos only considered Tashmishei Kedusha? You would think that Tashmishei Kedusha is above what they're supposed to be. But really, Ritzuos of Tfilin, why are they only considered Tashmishei Kedusha and not Guf HaKedusha? They should be actual Kedusha. What do I mean? So, of course, I'm going to bring Makoros to support my point. The Bala Mor explains that Ritzuos are considered Guf HaKedusha, and therefore they have to be made lishma. That's the Bala Mor straight up. The Ran and the Ritva say the Ritzuos are only considered Tashmishei Kedusha, and therefore need not be made lishma. Okay, so that's the Machlokes. But this Machlokes depends on the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph tells us the reason you need to take your tefillin off when going into a bathroom is because of the requirement of the shin on the tefillin being halach l'moshe v'sinai, right? The Gemara in Menachos mentions a number of things. It's echoed in a couple of different Gemaras, but there are a couple of different requirements for the tefillin that are actually halacha l'moshe v'sinai. The shin of the tefillin have to be black, the tefillin have to be square. The Gemara Menachos lists off a number of different items, as well as the dalet and yud. The shin, dalet, and yud, so it seems that all three, the shin, dalet, and yud, are also halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Tosfos on that Gemara. Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Samech Beis, on that Gemara, tells us that only the Shin, not the Dalet and Yud, only the Shin, Tosfos. So this is the Dalet. The Yud, first of all, they're talking about the Osios Aksiva that we're going to get to. So it would be the Yud over here. I mean, the fact that there has to be the Yud, because we were talking about the Ritzuos. The Yud of the finger. The finger is the Yud. But there's also the Yud of the... Someone told me that the yud is also part of the right under the kiboras, yeah.
The pullover, the 1-2.
So it's right under that, yeah. Okay. It's right under the kiboras, right under what the Gemara calls the bicep, the tricep, where you put the tefillin. So there's machlokas of whether, right, Tosfos and Shabbos, just getting back to Tosfos and Shabbos Samach Beis tells us that only the shin, not the dalet and yud, only the shin is halacha l'moshe v'sinai, and Rashi disagrees. Rashi in Shabbos Samach Beis tells us that all three are halacha l'moshe v'sinai. All three, the shin, the dalet, and the yud, and therefore, what follows is that the ritzuos are equivalent to the klaf and considered like guf hakadusha. The klaf is clearly guf hakadusha. The klaf, then, and the ritzuos are equivalent. If only the shin is halacha l'moshe v'sinai, according to one of the Rishonim, and not the dalet and yud, so maybe since they're a unit, the Ritzuos would be considered only Tashmishei Kedusha. You can explain it that then the Dalid may be made from two Ritzuos, but obviously an Or Tahora and not an Or Tameya, but they're allowed to be made from two Ritzuos. And the rest of the Ritzua may be made from an Or Tameya. You can then further break it down, and you can say that it's a difference between the Osios on the Shel Rosh, since they're engraved, they're Chakuk, so they're considered Osios Haksiva, as opposed to the Osios on the Shelyad. The Osios on the Shelyad, which is what I was talking about before and how I answered the question, where you form a Shin, a Dalid, and a Yud, which are only Osios Haritzua. So that, again, if you were further breaking it down, it's Osios Haksiva versus Osios Haritzua, which aren't real Osios, so they're Tashmishei Kedusha, and they're not Guf HaKedusha. So there, again, you have the chiluk between Guf HaKedusha and Tashmishei Kedusha. Comes the Gemara in Menachos, Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and tells us the difference is that the Osios of the Shel Rosh are visible to everyone, And that's why the pasuk Kishem Hashem Nikra Olecha V'yaru Mimeka refers to the Shel Rosh, while the Shel Yad is not visible to everyone. Its osios are not visible to everyone at all times. Even the Shel Yad has a pasuk that supports that, which is really detracting, right? Which is the pasuk of V'haya L'chala Os Al Yadcha U'lizikaron Be'inecha, which is a pasuk we're familiar from Parshas Bo. V'haya L'chala Os, says the Gemara, Chazal tell us, L'chala Os V'lo La'achirim La'os. And that's why it's supposed to be covered. So either you have the box, you have that little cover, or you should have a sleeve over it. Some people have both. But either you have the box, or you have a sleeve, and and that's the difference between the Shel Yosh, the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad, but Goyim or others really are not supposed to see it. This is all, if you needed a makor and you're taking notes here or at home, this is all Tosfos in Megillah on Chavav Medbez, in the Gemara that we started with tonight, our Masechta, week 10, and Tosfos in Brachos Davav, which quotes that Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Mikra Olecha V'yaru Mimeka. The Gemara in Shabbos elsewhere, the Gemara in Shabbos about 30, 40 blot earlier, on Chav Ches Amad Beis, is discussing Or Behema Tahora and Or Behema Temeya, and says that Or Behema Tahora may be used from Alecha Shamayim specifically for Tefillin. But not all letters on the Ritzuos of Tefillin are Halacha L'mos B'Sinai. So again, that Gemara is taking a stance in the Machlokas Rashi Tosos from Shabbos Samach Beis. But again, you're breaking it down into, again, the Ritzuos are the, which thing is not like the others in the list. The Ritzuos of Tefillin, the question was pushed back a little bit. Let's just review a little bit, just the last couple of minutes. The question was pushed back and asked, why isn't it Gufa Kedusha? There's similarities to the Klaf, differences, and then the difference between Osios Aksiva, Osios Ritzuos, and the difference between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. The Shel Rosh is for everyone, that's like Pirsumei Nisa, so to speak, and the Shel Yad is only for you, or only for Jews, and not for Goyim, L'chala Os V'lo L'achirim Lo'os. So good, so we've at least analyzed one of the misplaced, or seemingly misplaced, items on the list. Next, why does Rabba believe that a, what? Why does, yeah, go ahead.
What did the Balamor classify the Ritzuos as?
So the Balamor said that the Ritzuos are considered Guf HaKdusha.
So then what does he do with the...
And therefore they have to be made Lishma, meaning he attaches the Halacha of Lishma, which we're going to come back to in a few minutes when we deal with another item on the list in front of you, to be named soon, and we discuss about Lishma there. But the Balamor says, because it needs to be made Lishma, which is how I should have started the sentence in English, but that's not how he writes it in Hebrew, but because it needs to be made Lishma, therefore it's at a higher level.
So what does he do with the Gemara Megillah, which clearly said that it's Tashmisha Kedusha, not Guf
HaKdusha? Well, so he understands that, but he just says that Halacha of Lishma should really put it into that list. Again, yeah, maybe. Or he could say, yeah, meaning it just needs to be made Lishma. He says it's Guf HaKdusha. The question is also, Jesse and everybody else, the question is whether Guf HaKdusha is a real category. Because we say, according to the Gemara and Megillah, there's no Guf HaKdusha. There's just Tashmisha Kedusha and Tashmisha Mitzvah. We're going to get to this soon. Okay? Very soon we run up the score. Very good. We definitely will take them. Why does Rava believe that a bima is not Tashmisha Kedusha? Onwards. So bima is also discussed in that Gemara. I don't know if I cut it short in that Gemara in front of you, but you definitely have it in that Gemara. In the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavav Midbeis, in our sugya for tonight. So one of the things that's listed is a bima. So the question is, right, a bima that we all know and love. So why does Rava believe that a bima... I'm gonna catch you up after, okay? Why does Rava believe that a bima is not Tashmisha Kedusha? Since the Torah rests on it. So nowadays we don't rest the Torah directly on it, true, but still, since the paroches is just an adornment, and it's only there as an adornment, it's only there as noi, sefer Torah, so we want to say that the hagdara of Tashmish doesn't depend on whether it's touching the article of Kedusha. You could say that, which is a chiddush, but it's not crazy to say, because, again, you have to make chilukin, whether it's two categories or three categories. Again, I know people like lists, but whether it's two categories or three categories, so... The bottom line is that the fact that it's touching the article of Kedusha, maybe you can further break it down, and instead of having two categories, you could have three categories. Unless we say that the Bima is there for support. But really, we're only putting the Torah on the paroches, and the Bima doesn't even enter the discussion.
If you don't have the paroches, then would it be considered Tashmisha Kedusha?
I think so. But the reason why that's not mentioned is because generally, the halacha is going to assume, the gemara is going to assume that you're always going to have one. If you don't, that's fine, but that's the exception to the rule, and that's not the rule. Okay? That would be the exception to the rule, not the rule. Now, open it up to our big question for tonight. Outside of the list in the Gemara, where else do we find Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha come up? Sugya style Shas, here we go. So the first example, really is like the main example, but it opens it up to a number of Gemaras, is Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, is when you are defining articles that are in a shul. And here comes the difference between a shul and a Beis Medrash, Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash, which is also that Gemara, it's the Gemara in the fourth parak, coming attractions. So Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, discussion whether Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is Midoraisa or Midrabanan. Whether that whole Kedusha is a Kedusha Midoraisa or Midrabanan. The Ramban explains that the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is only a Kedusha Shel Kavod. It therefore has the din of Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Ramban is something that we can relate to. It's something we're familiar with because that's our sugya for tonight. We want to categorize things. That's what we want to do when we're discussing tonight's sugya. We have two categories, or maybe three. We're going to get to a different three in a couple of minutes, but we're going to further break it down. But we're mainly dealing with Tashmishei Mitzvah, Tashmishei Kedusha. So far, so good. So the Ramban says that the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is only Kedusha Shel Kavod. It therefore has the din of Tashmishei Mitzvah, and at the time that they're using it, it has the same din as a sukkah and lulav and all other examples of Tashmishei Mitzvah. Meaning, even if they will be discarded after use, at the time you're using it, it's usur to disgrace them. Okay? Therefore, if the congregants no longer want to use the shul, I'm saying now, although we're going to make a distinction in a second, slash, or, in that same category, Beis HaMedrash, but a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash are not the same. It's like all other Tashmishei Mitzvah, they get discarded after use. While you're using it, you have to be manig bayim kavod. But afterwards, you can discard it. Hold on a second. So the only difference is, since it's a building, we don't just knock it down. However, items in the shul may be discarded, with the obvious exception of Kisvei HaKodesh. In the Gemara in the 16th, 17th Perek of Shabbos, Perek Kol Kisvei, which discusses what you do when you try to save, right? Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Mepnei HaDleika. If there's a God forbid a fire, it's in a shul, in a house. So the fact that you have to try to save everything that you can. Yeah?
So if it's a Tashmishei Mitzvah, why do you say you're not allowed to destroy it? I heard you say that it's a building, therefore you don't knock it down.
Only because it's a building, which we're going to explain in a second. You don't break it down because it's a structure, as opposed to just items. I mean, that's, in English, that's the chiluk that I already gave you. We don't chop things down. I mean, when you want to destroy a building because you are building a new one, let's say like a football stadium, people do that. So you destroy it, fine. Here, a building is different than the actual, they could both be Tashmishei Mitzvah. But there's a difference in how you're supposed to destroy. And the fact that you're supposed to be Mani Ban Kavod also because, and I just realized this now, the funnels of a sukkah, for example, or schach, for that matter. Al shem haschach nikra sukkah, right? So the schach might be even holier than the funnels, probably. But within Tashmishei Mitzvah, fine. So they're both equal in terms of Tashmishei Mitzvah. So you discard it afterwards. And it's just that item.
If I can't destroy the shul, because that's Kedusha Olam.
It's Kedusha Olam, very good. But the other thing I was going to say, okay, true. The other thing I was going to say was, just think about this for a second. You have Tashmishei Mitzvah items, and then you have the shul that's holding all of it. So there's a difference there. There's a difference between an item in a shul, a shofar in a shul, and all the Tashmishei Mitzvah in a shul, or a bima, let's say, in a shul, and then the shul holding all of it. Right? The schach doesn't hold all of it, or the shofar doesn't hold all of it. It's the shul that holds the shofar, and not the other way around. So that's also the big sechiluk. But there's also the Kedushas Olam din of a shul.
So what's the din with like a bima and an aron? You have to take those out when you're in shul?
I think so, yeah.
The aron holds the Torah. That's
yeah.
Empty.
That's also why you're not just supposed to destroy it, right? You're supposed to take those items out. Yeah,
for sure.
You're allowed to discard them, but the obvious exception is Kisvei HaKodesh, which you definitely take out. Still, a bima and all of those things should probably be taken out. Yeah.
And done what
with?
You're not supposed to chop it down. You're supposed to bury it whole. Bima's
no
large.
No. So you have to. Yeah, you're gonna have to downsize it, but you shouldn't. I don't think that
at
when
least
you
the part with the total rests on.
Right. Shoes. Right. For sure. Meaning the bottom's holding tefillin bags. The bottom's holding tefillin.
Right.
So yes, I don't know.
That's like kiss me.
That's all the Ron. Yes. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay. But the Ran in Megillah says all of this. The Ran in Megillah has all of this. The Ran in Megillah, Daf Ches Mer Aleph in the Daf Yarif, Diram Ascha Uman. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Dalet, takes it a step further. We need to compare a Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash, a shul and a Beis Medrash. You're allowed to turn a shul into a Beis Medrash, but you're not allowed to turn a Beis Medrash into a shul because a Beis Medrash's Kedusha is greater. Okay, so we see that a Beis Medrash could possibly be Guf HaKedusha if we've already established that a Beis HaKnesset is Tashmishe Mitzvah. That's a double jump. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of what just came out of my mouth, but you could say that because, again, it's holding everything. And it's not just holding everything, or maybe a Beis HaMedrash is Tashmishei Kedusha, not Guf HaKedusha, which you're probably more comfortable with, but whatever it is, the two buildings are not the same level of Kedusha. You see as well that all of the items that you may sell are all Tashmishei Kedusha, which is a further proof that there are three different levels of Kedusha into which all the aforementioned items fit. Three different levels. There's Guf HaKedusha, if you're taking lists, right, if you're taking this down, so there's Guf HaKedusha, that's the first level. That's Tfilin, Mezuzos, Sefer Torah, Stam, and Yoni Stam. Sefer Torah, Tfilin, Mezuzos. That's the first category, Guf HaKedusha. The second is Tashmishei Kedusha. Covers, bags, the Beis HaMedrash. The Beis HaMedrash. And the third category is Tashmishei Mitzvah. And that's a Sukkah, a Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis, a Shul. Good. So the yesod and the distinction is whether the items, A, have Shem Hashem, that's Guf HaKedusha. Now we're going to like line them up, meaning we explained what goes into every category, so we couldn't be clearer, but we will be clearer, right? We'll even be clearer than we said we were going to be, right? The first is if it has Shem Hashem, that's Guf HaKedusha. The second is if it touches Shem Hashem. And the third is if it's used for mitzvos.
It's
a touching something that's touching, but I mean, it's supposed to be touching. No, but that was the exception to the rule, and that wasn't the rule. Yeah, meaning it really is touching, and it's just because
protecting,
but it's also that it's probably not supposed to touch the cloth. But something's got to touch the cloth. There is another item. There is an additional item, and here we go. That's interesting. That doesn't fit into a category. And this is, I'm not just going to throw out an item, I'm going to back it up with the Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, tells us that there are separate avnetim, there are separate belts of the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedjot, that were able to be switched between them. You were allowed to use one for the Kohen Hedjot, one for the Kohen Gadol, they were allowed to switch. There's no problem of using something of Kedusha Kala, which is designated then as Kedusha Chamura. So you see that the whole discussion implies that even the very clothes of the Kohanim have Kedusha. But seemingly they don't fit into the category. Seemingly they don't fit into the category, excuse me, of Guf HaKedusha or Tashmishei Kedusha. So maybe they're Tashmishei Mitzvah. But either way, they might be an entirely different category, which I was thinking of as I was, I'm not a Mechadesh, but again, using Mekoros and Shas, that's what Sugya style Mechadshim do. These are not our own Chidushim. They're based on a Gemara. I mean, everything should be based on a source, but based on a Gemara that I already quoted, I mean. And that's the category of Tashmishei Avoda, which is what I was thinking of. So listen here. Tashmishei Avoda, which can either be Tashmishei Mitzvah or Tashmishei Kedusha, because they're serving something involved in the Avoda. Right? They must be a different category because they redefine priorities within Kedusha Chamura and Kedusha Kala. We started off with that Gemara in Yuma telling us that things of Kedusha Kala can be transferred for Kedusha Chamura. Things of the Kohen Gadol can be, again, that's Begadim, but that's still something that's of Kedusha. That's much more lenient, the fact that you can exchange things that are Kedusha Chamura for Kedusha Kala, that's much more lenient than our next source, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Pei Beis, Sifkatan Yud Zayin. Reish Pei Beis, Yoredeya. Reish Pei Beis, Sifkatan Yud Zayin, discusses the Chi of Gneza for Tashmishei Kedusha. The fact that you have to bury certain Tashmishei Kedusha, and then explains that you can't be Morid Mekedushasa. You can't take it down from its level of Kedusha. You can't go from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. Okay? There has to be a difference between classic Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah and their inability to change one for the other. While on the other hand, the ability to exchange Kedusha Chamura and Kedusha Kala within Tashmishei Avoda. So within Tashmishei Avoda, you're allowed to. Within a higher level, a higher category, you're not allowed to exchange. He takes it a step further by saying that you can't place something of a Kedusha Kala on top of something that's Kedusha Chamura. That only applies to Tashmishei Kedusha, but for Tashmishei Avoda, everything is of equal Kedusha. So you're allowed to switch back and forth, but you're not allowed to do that for Tashmishei Kedusha. So Tashmishei Avoda is a more lenient category. Okay? Tashmishei Avoda is a more lenient category. Next, and here is we asked before, so this is like along the same lines of that question. We asked the question of why the Ritzuos of Tefillin seem to be out of place. Why the Ritzuos of Tefillin are considered Tashmishei Kedusha, and then we pushed the question back a little bit or up a little bit and asked really it should be Gufa Kedusha. Why is Tzitzis in the same category, right? The question is now on Tzitzis. Why is Tzitzis in the same category as Sukkah, Lulav, and Shofar? Isn't there a major difference? Here comes the major difference. Tzitzis need to be made lishma. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Membeis Omer Aleph, tells us that Tzitzis need to be spun lishma, but none of the other Tashmishei Mitzvah have that requirement. Sukkah doesn't have that. Making the Sukkah. Right? In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Ches Amad Beis, tells us, and I fulfill this every year, Sukkah's Ganbach is Kshera. Sukkah's Ganbach for Rakvash is Kshera. You're allowed to have a guy make your Sukkah. My guy helps, right? A guy helps me make my Sukkah every year. My Kablan is a guy. So he helps me make my Sukkah every year. So there's no requirement of Lishma by Sukkah, for that matter, Lulav or Shofar either. It's a question what part of the Tzitzis making has to be done lishma, but everyone agrees some of it has to be done lishma. So tzitzis as an item has to be made lishma. The Rush in Menachos on that Gemara says that even if a Jew is omid al gabav of a guy tying the tzitzis, according to the Rambam, even if he's instructing the guy to do it lishma, that's psula. Even if he's instructing the guy to do it lishma, that's psula. So why is tzitzis there? This is all based on Gzeiras HaKasuv. That v'asulahem tzitzis, al kanfei vigdehem ledorosam, v'asulahem, right, dabar b'nei Yisrael, v'lo b'nos Yisrael, but v'asulahem, it gets that lachem requirement from there. The same way that lulav, ulakachtem lachem, bayom arishon, so this is lahem, but lahem and lachem are the same thing for this. There's a certain sense of ownership, that's gzeiras hakasuv. So even certain Jews are excluded from Tviyas Tzitzis because they can't create Lishma. Yet, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tzitzis, Simen Chaf Aleph, paskins that when Tzitzis rip, they may be discarded. So the requirement Lishma, therefore, is an extra requirement based on Gedilim Ta'aselach. Boy, are we lucky that we have more than one Pasuk in Chumash explaining, we have more than one Gzeiras HaKasuv explaining Tzitzis. Because if we only had one, that would only get us to the half point of Lishma. It wouldn't take us all the way through. So Gedilim Ta'aselach, right? What's interesting is that Sukkah also has, here comes the question, Sukkah also has a Lach. Sukkah also has Chag HaSukkos Ta'aselecha, or Lecha, Lach. Shiva As Yomim. So Lecha, Lach. It also has a Lecha. Right, but that has its own extrapolations of lechalim ute gzula, which tzitzis doesn't have. I mean, it has a little bit also, but tzitzis has above and beyond. And the one thing that tzitzis does not have, which is ta'asev lomana asoy. I know I gave the Mishnah Berurah 5-minute blitz a couple of weeks ago. We've been doing tzitzis for the last few weeks in the Mishnah Berurah, so I gave that 5-minute blitz Sunday night, right? The blitz. So I quoted something that was also ta'asev lomana asui from tzitzis, but that's not this. Meaning, a sukkah cannot already be made. There are certain halachos, right? And if you have a sukkah yeshana, says the Mishnah, and you keep it there from year to year, which is a sukkah yeshana, everything that, right? Any sukkah that's older than 30 days. So you raise the roof, literally and halachically. You raise the roof of the schach, al shem haschach, nikra sukkah. So the one thing that matters is the schach. The defanos can be made from anything. Let's learn a little hilchos sukkah and hilchos tzitzis tonight. The defanos can be made from anything, but you lift the schach, and then you're good to go. So that's ta'asev lomana asur, but that doesn't account for the lishma part. right? When you're dealing with a mitzvah associated with building, then the yesod is bailus. The yesod is ownership. While tzitzis is representative of taryag mitzvos. So it's, you know, so it's elevated. Uschaitim is called mitzvos Hashem. So it's elevated at least in respect to lishma to a higher level within asiya. It's the gezeras hakasav. And it's also representative of all taryag mitzvos. That's why sukkas gambach, v'rakvash, shkshera. That's that. Now, what's the yesod and the distinction between tashmishei kedusha and tashmishei mitzvah? We've analyzed a lot tonight, but what's the yesod and the distinction between tashmishei kedusha and tashmishei mitzvah? Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, has a beautiful beer. He quotes the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim, in Perek Lamed Shar Dalet, says that the foundation of all things relating to kedusha is kedusha satorah. And it seems generic enough, but he explains it. He said that's why all items which serve a Sefer Torah, all items which serve tefillin, and serve a mezuzah are considered to be tashmishei kedusha. It's because they all have kedushas ksav of the Torah in them. It's all. It's Parshas Vayeschanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So it's all psukim for the Torah, but a sukkah, lulav, shofar, and tzitzis, which have no connection to a ksav shel Torah. There's no klaf in a sukkah. Well, that would be neat. There is no klaf in a shofar. That would be interesting. But, right? So they're only considered tashmishei mitzvah. Right? With this definition, we could also understand the difference, or rather the kedusha inherent in a beis hakneses and a beis hamedrash, which although different, because we said they were different, are both in the same category of tashmishei mitzvah. The purpose and mainstay and focal point, right, focal point of the Mishkan was the Aron, with the Luchos. You had to have the Luchos, which is why it's called Parshas Pekudei, anybody? Which is why it's called, you had a double?
I had a double.
Excellent. But you're gonna lane Vayakel for us on the Katamon Shabbat on March 5th, right?
In your tishim, if I get when the first.
It's going out at 2 o'clock when we have. Anyway, that's why it's called Mishkan Ha'edus. It's going out 2 o'clock, like 2 weeks before. Just have your phones with you at lunch in the middle of February.
What day?
He said,
I don't know. It's called Mishkan Ha'edus. Parshas Pekudei, right? Stop for a second. Aron Ha'edus. The same for a Beis Hamikdash. The same for a Beis Hamikdash, which is nothing without Luchos. It had to have the Luchos in them, fellas. That's why the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, furthering the point of Rav Soloveitchik, after he quoted the Nefesh HaChaim, that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, this is all in this idea of Rav Soloveitchik, that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, tells us that when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, and knew that it might eventually be destroyed, Shlomo, only a few weeks, might eventually be destroyed, he intentionally built a place to hide the Aron and Yoshio, will be up to Nadarim or Nazir, built a place to hide the Aron, and Yoshio followed Shlomo with the same idea. Even in the Beit Sheni. And for those who asked me, only one of them is here tonight, which is fine. But two people asked me, but I believe the person who actually asked the question is here tonight. Nevuah stopped after Beis Rishon, not Beis Sheni Avala, okay? Excellent. But even in the Beis Sheni, they put the Aron, excellent question. They put the Aron there with the Luchos. No, I'm quiet. Even in the Beis Sheni, they put the Aron there. They put the Aron there with the Luchos. You have to have the Luchos there.
You just lost the A.
Yo, stop. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, Perek Yud Aleph, and Lishitaso, right, is Lishitaso of what he said. That a Beis HaKnesses without an Aron, containing a Sefer Torah, has no Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. That's also why a Beis HaMedrash is on a higher level of Kedusha. It could be that the shul has 20 Torahs in the Aron. But the Beis HaMedrash, usually a Beis HaMedrash also has an Aron in there, right, is on a higher level of Kedusha because it's always connected directly to Kedusha Torah. It might have the Aron, but it has people learning the Torah. And finally, what's the other application or category which relates to Tashmishim? I'll wait for a second for the guys to finish taking notes on that, on Rav Salavei Shik's Yisod. The other application or category which relates to Tashmishim is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara Nedarim Daf Chav Tes, coming attractions, we're not going to be discussing this in Nedarim, we have a different sugya for Nedarim, but the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chav Tes... Yeah.
For a week is that?
Nedarim is oh my god. Achi, discussing Nidre Kodesh.
When's the Bible? That's my question.
One who wants. I mean, you've already had like 8 Bibles. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chavtes. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chavtes. Let's finish strong. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chavtes discusses Nidre Kodesh. Noam, we'll see you in Chutz Laretz. Goodbye. One who wants to donate his belongings to Hekdesh within Nidre Kodesh, because there are still people who want to pay attention. Within Nidre Kodesh, you can't compare. I could not resist. Oh my God. Within Nidre Kodesh, you can't compare Kedusha, right? You can't compare Kedushas Damim, monetary Kedusha, to Kedushas Haguf, intrinsic Kedusha. Why? Listen carefully. Because Kedushas Damim can disappear, but not Kedushas HaGuf. Going back to Guf HaKedusha, but not Kedushas HaGuf. Maybe that's also the distinction between our categories. Here we go. Guf HaKedusha is Kedushas HaGuf. Is the Gemara in Nedarim, the Gemara in Megillah, and the Gemaras in Menachos that we quoted, the Guf HaKedusha is akin to the Kedushas HaGuf of the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chavtes. Right? Right, as well as, right, that's Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, people by Nedarim, in the realm of Nedarim, people by Nedarim, as well as Kedushas Damim, Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. It simplifies the categories, right, and breaks them into two. So anything with intrinsic Kedusha, as opposed to anything without intrinsic Kedusha, comes the Pnei Yoshua back where we started, in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavav, our sugya, and develops this idea as well. The Pnei Yoshua says that when it comes to the concept of Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridin, Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridin, the Machtos, the fire pans, right, in the Avoda of Korach Va'adaso, while they were made Be'isser, listen carefully, while they were made Be'isser, the Tosefta says at the same time, they're called Ki Hikrivum Lifnei Hashem Va'yigdashu, right? They were brought Lifnei Hashem. The machtos, the fire pans, yes, right? They were brought with Hashem, but their korach doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And therefore, they have a din of tashmishe kedusha. Now, he doesn't use those words, but he does use the words of them being holy, and he does quote the pasuk of ki hikrivum lefnei Hashem vayigdashu. Right? And there is an isser to be morid to a lower kedusha. It's similar to our new category of tashmishe avoda, which we were mechadesh, where not everything used in connection to the Mikdash, right, or in the actual Mikdash, is Tashmishe Avoda. Only those items used or worn Lifnei Hashem. And it could be Korach, but it's still brought Lifnei Hashem.